Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional, the unpredictable, and the completely unorthodox. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
You can ring us on 0344 499 1000. You can tweet at Talk Radio or at Flipping Cath, that's me, no G, and at Katie Pockrick. Or you can send us a message, text us 87222, just put talk at the beginning, and that'll cost you 25p per message on top of your standard network rate. I've had a tweet through from Lino who says, I was Team Argento till this all blew up. And then she claimed it was her late boyfriend who paid this guy off.
What?
Yeah. And that was the chef Bourdain, wasn't it, her late boyfriend?
Oh.
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain was her boyfriend. So he paid, so that was the shakedown letter?
Apparently.
That he was paying off. Wait, so did the kid, or the young man as he now is, he sent a letter asking for money?
Well, this is all rumor, and this is the one of the many problems I have with it is that, you know, we talk about trial by media. And also this woman has threatened a really, really, really high powered media executive.
Yes.
Who is known for being furious and devious.
Yeah.
Not only him, his family, his associates. There are a lot of people worried that people are listening to this woman too much. It's not inconceivable that this is a setup, but we shouldn't even be thinking like that, really. If a young person is saying an older person took advantage of them in the worst possible way,
I love how we're
straight in there.
I love how we're having our cake and eating it.
I know.
We're casting all the aspersions, but still going, oh, but you know.
But we shouldn't think that. You know what I mean? It's difficult. It's really difficult. I mean, God, nothing compared to what they're going through, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really, when someone has stuck their neck out for victims like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe she didn't. I mean, here's the other thing. Maybe she didn't know he was 17. I mean, he could have been 17 and, you know, 9 months or something. Like he was
just turned 17.
He just turned 17. All right, all right. But what I'm saying is if she just didn't know, and I mean, still it's creepy to me, totally unfeasible. Why are you, bleh. You know, fooling around with a fetus, but that is her bad judgment. But yeah, if she didn't know, then she didn't think she was doing something. It's called plausible deniability, and at least that's what the Trump administration used for their defense.
Fake news, but it's also called same bullshit that men have been saying for years and years, and we've stopped listening to them when they talk like that.
Oh.
Here's the revelation. Maybe things aren't cut and dry all the time.
Yeah, it's grey. Shades of grey. More than 50.
We've come in really heavy there, and we don't have to stick to that. We can talk about whatever you want. I'm looking at what I've written down on my piece of paper for discussion tonight. I've got Good Samaritans, No Such Thing as Too Good Looking, Nightmare Landlords, Twitter Space Cadet, Silent School, Professional Spooner.
Oh,
the professional spooner.
That's what I'm going to do for a little moonlighting job, I think.
Well, you could earn £45,000 per year, apparently.
I'm in.
Right. Married mum of three, earns £45,000 a year, spooning complete strangers as a professional cuddler.
Now, what are her qualifications?
Just affection, I guess. Jessica O'Neill cuddles people for £46 an hour. That seems cheap.
That's totally cheap because that's less than $1 a minute massages that you get at the airport.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
It is. £46 an hour.
Does that include transportation?
I think you've got to get yourself there.
Yeah.
No, they come to her at her studio. She doesn't go to you. I think maybe call out to her more expensive. I don't know. But
I wouldn't want my cuddlies to know where my HQ is.
Well, she has a studio. I guess she's not inviting them home.
Right.
and she claims most of her clients are men over the age of 35. A mum of three who rakes in £860 a week from spooning strangers has opened up about life as a professional cuddler. Jessica O'Neill began professional cuddling 6 months ago, according to The Mirror, and could soon earn... Could. All right, guys. Earn up to £45,000 a year by cuddling strangers at her studio on the Gold Coast. The 35-year-old, who has spent a decade being a massage therapist and counsellor, has only recently introduced cuddle therapy to her treatment list. Ah, right. Okay, so it's not quite what we thought it was.
Cuddle therapy. You know who would be all over that is our caller Jasmine, because she always is great with an entrepreneurial idea running with it.
She is. And I cannot wait to hear how she's going to extend all of our vision. Without glasses.
Yeah, because that was last night.
Yeah.
Sorry, I went off the track there. But so she's already used to touching people.
Yeah, and talking to them. And so I'm guessing that she doesn't just like hug them in silence. So it's cuddle therapy. She claims the cuddles, which start at £46 an hour, help people suffering loneliness and depression to feel loved, valued and cared about.
Yeah.
By someone they're paying to love, value and care about.
No,
them,
but it has a great effect to be hugged.
Oh, God, yeah. But I prefer a free hug from someone who wants to hug me.
But still, what's it called?
Oxytocin.
Oxytocin. I was going to say something else that was probably like an opioid.
Oxycontin.
Oxycontin. I get those two mixed up, and that's why I have a prison sentence. That's why I have an ankle bracelet on. But the serotonin, the dopamine, I mean, that will flow no matter how light your wallet now is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Some days you do just want to cuddle, don't you?
Yeah. Now, I want to know the logistics. Does she come in from behind? Is she the big spoon? Because if you're the little spoon, you might get a surprise in your backside.
My God.
If you're really good at your job.
Well, the pictures we've got, it's standard cuddling procedure. So she's front-facing on.
Oh, she's front-facing. So that's a hug.
Yeah, there's a hug with a child.
That's not spooning.
No, I know. I think it may be a bit of license from The Mirror.
I think this is a...
Look, there's her... Cuddling a kid. I mean, I'm assuming these are her children because my kids are not paying me for cuddles. Maybe I'm missing a trick here. So here we go. Cuddle therapy with Jessica starts at $80 an hour for strictly cuddles in the studio, while hugs and counselling cost £63 per session. For those longing for the blissful combination of caffeine and cuddles, a friendship-style session of drinking coffee followed by cuddles will set you back $86.
No. I cannot submit and surrender to a cuddle with caffeine running around my system. I need cocoa and cuddles.
Jessica said most of her clients are men over the age of 35, but revealed she has a growing number of middle-aged women seeking cuddles too.
Nice. That'd be me.
She also claimed the Gold Coast is a bit far.
Where is that? South Africa or something?
Australia.
Oh, Australia. Okay.
She also claims there are younger men coming in for cuddles due to experiencing loneliness and disconnection in the digital age.
What about, this is something for our caller Jasmine to get going on in Switzerland when she gets, you know, turns her eyeglasses, her eye exercises into a billion-dollar industry, which is to do kind of an app for people who want cuddles to connect people who want cuddles. And you find out, you know, are you in the same postcode, or, you know, the same neighborhood, meet you outside Waterloo Station for a hug.
Well, isn't that what Grindr is?
Oh. Okay, it's a hug with added extras. Yeah, I guess people can already do that. I guess I'm just so out of touch that I'm inventing things that have already been invented.
No, I don't think there's much hugging on Grindr or Tinder, unfortunately. But maybe this is the place. Maybe this is the thing that does need inventing. I don't want to dissuade you. This could. Don't give it to Jasmine. Why don't you do this app?
I think it's something I could do.
You could.
But do I have to give the hugs?
No.
Here's the thing. She wants to give those hugs. Like, that's the unusual part. I mean, it's not unusual to want a hug, but to be somebody who just wants to hug a whole bunch of different people.
Yeah, but if you've been oiling people up for years, yeah. I guess a hug is kind of the sanitized version of it.
That's right. She doesn't have to lube up, and she doesn't, you know, no one needs to get undressed.
No.
It's just a friendly hug.
And she says that most clients are well behaved. Before we start our sessions, we do meditation to connect on the spiritual level. Then the clients will sit on a chair while we sit by their feet and we have a little chat about why they've reached out for cuddle therapy. Everyone has a totally different story, but the most common factors are loneliness, depression, isolation and anxiety. All of them just have that desire to connect with someone.
Get a dog.
Oh yeah, there is that. If an awkward situation does arrive, I assertively direct the client with no embarrassment or further issue. We often have sex addicts or porn addicts come in seeking therapy. It really helps them connect to their bodies in a healthy way.
Hmm.
She says her husband, Jason, 34, has been there for her since day one and is very supportive and understanding of her career. She says Jason is very supportive and understanding.
I like how they had to qualify that.
I know. No, she says he's very supportive and understanding. But then the quote is, she said Jason is very supportive and completely gets it. He loves what I do and thinks it's really beautiful. I imagine he's not got that much of a choice, really.
Well, if she's bringing home the cuddle dollars.
Plus, if she's been... I'm going to go back to it. If she's been oiling people up for years,
yeah,
cuddling them surely is no bigger of a deal if he's cool with that. And why shouldn't he be cool with that? I'm sure she's purely professional.
I'm not casting any aspersions.
Gatford, would you pay to be cuddled?
I don't like the idea.
No.
I'm not. I remember shortly after the July 7th bombings, I was working in an office that was all female apart from me. And one of the ladies there, her sister, was in the area but wasn't connected. And she burst out crying because she was worried. None of the girls in the office went anywhere near her. And I kind of sort of patted her on the shoulder because I really wanted to give her a hug. Cause she was really vulnerable at the moment, at that time. But I didn't feel it was appropriate. And I couldn't ask her because she was bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
So I couldn't exactly say to her, would you like a hug? It wouldn't have been. But I really felt that she needed it.
Yeah.
But I felt, and I work mostly around women, so I don't feel, I wouldn't necessarily accept a hug off one of them, and I would never do it without asking, and it would really have to be an exceptional circumstance.
Yeah,
of course.
I don't
think it's appropriate. But I did see the interview this morning on GMTV, or whatever it's called, or Good Morning, where Lady Campbell, whatever her name is, said that it's close to prostitution, giving or selling hugs for money.
Well, first of all, she does like to exaggerate. She's never been backward in coming forward and then pole vaulting a little bit further on. Yeah, and she's making the money out of that. But is it prostitution?
Yeah, is it being a sex
worker? Is it a sex work? No, because there's no sex involved, is there?
No, there's no. The problem is,
it's intimate.
I would be honest, as a younger man, I would always misinterpret a hug as something else. Not sex, but I would always think, oh, that person likes me.
Yeah.
As you get older, you realise it's got nothing to do with that. But you would still, you probably still enjoy it more than the woman would as a man, I suppose. Or you might think there was something more in it than a woman would.
Well, even if you're paying someone on the basis that it's a therapy.
I don't think I would see it personally. I don't see the benefit in that sort of therapy.
No.
So I don't know how I would feel.
So you're telling me that there aren't some days where you think, God, I really could do with a hug from someone.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that my work colleagues are appropriate
no.
for that. And I don't know that I'd want to pay. But I don't think that's because I think it's wrong. It's just that I don't think that would be a worthwhile investment of my money to get from.
Listen, people pay to have hot cups put on their backs and pins stuck in them.
Yeah, sure.
So who am I to argue if a hug makes them feel better? I just know that a hug isn't really a hug unless it's freely given, in my mind, you know?
I think therein lies. The, as you say, I think the intent behind it and the comfort that you get from somebody actually recognising that you needed it is far much more than the physical act of putting your arms around someone.
Yeah.
Oh, well put.
Oh, Gary.
Oh,
come here, you big lug.
Come here. Well, no, thank you. I'm all right. It's very kind of you to offer.
Oh, well.
But then it goes into this other story that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been reading a little bit about this one. She wasn't just playing his mother. She was a prostitute mother in that film.
Oh.
So it darkens it a little bit in the sense of there was obviously it's a film.
Yeah.
We understand that.
And she's an actress.
And he was an actor.
Yeah.
Despite the fact he was 16, 17 at the time. But that just makes it slightly more guarded for me. But then I read a bit that Ashley Judd said in the press. She said sex exploitation is wrong at all levels.
Mm.
And it is. It doesn't matter whether... And there is a case of where you could say, well, it happened to her, why was she then doing it to someone else? And there are similarities in the way that she said she felt she couldn't speak out because of who the previous person was, and now he said that.
Mm.
So there are similarities, but it doesn't matter, as you said, it doesn't make anything righter or wronger. It's just all wrong.
No. And I think also we've got to forget the fact that the person accused of the abuse in this situation is a very, very attractive woman.
Yeah.
Because I think there is another. Well, oh, yeah, what Weinstein did is completely different from what anyone has done, actually, so far in this sort of Me Too thing.
I mean, he's was an just, Olympiad just, contender. Yeah.
Just over and over again.
He's like the poster boy now for that. He's yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So, but, you know, he also looks like a monster. So it suits everyone, doesn't it, to think the very worst. I mean, I'm just saying, rightly or wrongly, and I think we know it's right, the fact that he looks like that doesn't help.
No, true.
But you know for a fact that there will be people looking at her and going, "Whoa, lucky lad, get in there, my son."
But that's the unfortunate culture. Is that I remember there was a story in the press a couple of years ago about a high school football player in America that slept with his teacher.
Yeah.
And instead of it being like, "That's terrible," most of the press was like, "Get in there, my son."
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you don't get it. You don't understand.
It's part of the same, and I'm going to use the term, and some people will be annoyed by it, but it works, right? Toxic masculinity. The same thing that means that men can't complain when they feel lonely or when they feel overwhelmed by things, because blokes don't do that, right? So a bloke doesn't turn down a hot woman, even if the bloke is, you know, a kid.
Yeah.
It's still there. It doesn't help, does it?
That is true.
Yeah.
So it's just a real tangle, this one, isn't it?
It is. And I'm going to break the code. I'm going to turn down both of you. Thank you very much and good night.
How very dare you?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
We were just talking about how some people are immediately attractive, and we're talking about, you know, people who aren't. It's not just a matter of, I fancy them. It's everyone's going to fancy them because they're just beautiful, right? And then you get to know them and you stop seeing them like that. And there are such people, aren't there?
Yeah.
I think for the most part.
Well, you stop objectifying them.
Yeah.
So before, you just see them as a series of features that just are put together in a very blindingly, you know, dazzling fashion. And then you see them as the individual that they are.
That's why I much prefer the denouement.
The denouement.
Of sexiness in someone who you didn't necessarily think was that. You know, when you feel that first tingle of, oh my God, actually, I think I fancy them.
Well, it's funny when you get those tingles, because sometimes you don't know why you fancy them. Mm-hmm. And you do have that sort of like, I think, you know, by George, by gum.
I think he'll get it.
I think, so in my building, I see different people around in the hallway and at the lift and stuff. And maybe about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I think I was leaving the lift and this fellow on the ground floor was waiting for the lift. And we said hello. And there was something boing about him. Like, I just sort of thought, hey, and I don't know why he caught my eye, but he did. Like, he's sort of average height, maybe even a little smaller, sort of small, had some tattoos. I don't normally care about tattoos. He might be young. He's older than 17 for sure.
Okay,
so that's
okay. Well, let's tick that box.
That was the other thing, is like, he's a little bit younger than I should be looking at, maybe. I can't even tell how old he is. That's part of the problem. Anyway, so I saw him, and for some reason I just thought, I literally did a double take when I walked away from the lift. I sort of did a just an inadvertent longing look. behind me. And then I saw him another time, maybe a few weeks later, and I said, hello. And I was on the tip of my tongue to go, what's your name? And then I stopped myself because I thought...
Hello, I love you.
Yeah, hello. decided maybe that was a little too urgent given the situation. But anyway, today, coming back from yoga class, I get out of the elevator on my floor and he's right there on the landing, on my landing. I didn't know he lived on my floor. And so he's on the phone. He's chatting to somebody, London accent. I don't know how I feel about that.
How London? Like proper geezer?
He's not total geezer, but he's London. And I find myself more favorably inclined to northern accents.
Oh, really?
Yes. I like people who, I don't know, kind of earthier people. So who are more like Americans in a way, but maybe a geezer. And he's not proper geezer, but anyway, had a London accent. And he's on the phone. So I was able just to kind of give him a big smile and like, yeah. And then he gave me a big smile and he held the door open to the, you know, the walkway. And then I made a point of when I got to my door and put the key in the lock, I turned my head and then I could see that he turned his head he was still chatting to his friend and he was out on the landing. And
Sam, this is how people used to meet each other in the olden days before they were swiping.
Yeah, this is so olden days. This justifies why I haven't invested in a brand new smartphone.
Don't need it.
Yeah. So we've done the look and that was fun. But here's my dilemma. If I take it any further, he lives on my floor. What if he's a jerk and an idiot?
Yeah.
And why am I attracted? I don't even know why I'm attracted to him. I mean, it's funny. But anyway, there's something appealing about him.
Oh, gosh. And it's not just the proximity because you didn't know at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've seen him twice and this is the third time and he's on my floor. So I'm definitely going to ask him his name, get into a little bit of a conversation.
Have a chat. Hopefully there'll be something in it that puts you off.
Right.
And then we don't need to think about this anymore because it could get complicated.
Yeah, maybe I knock on his door and ask for a cup of, I don't know what.
God, what? Gold blend.
What? No, I don't know. I don't know. This is a ghost story again. Is that too forward?
Yeah, that is. I'd ask for coffee or sugar.
Or coleslaw.
No.
Coffee. Yeah, who needs a cup of sugar nowadays?
Who needs coffee?
A cup of milk. No, for the coffee.
Egg.
I need your eggs. I have an egg.
I have an egg problem. I have an egg problem. No, you could make out. No, because then you don't want to be, you don't want to be that woman who's making a cake. No, you, that's not sexy enough.
I'll just.
Do you have, I know.
Are you good with cables?
No, or do you have any matches? Because I've just lit some, I'm trying to light some candles for my bath.
I'm trying to.
Because you want to sow a sexy thought in his mind. You don't want to be.
Yeah, but here's
homely.
I don't want to think about if he turns out to be creepy and
dumb. Oh, yeah, you don't want to think about him naked straight away.
Right, and I don't want him to be like, oh, I think I'll just mosey down to outside her window and, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of exciting. It sort of put a little pep in my step.
Good. Well, that's all you want.
Yeah, that's all I want.
That's what you want.
Well, I want a little bit more than that.
Oh, well, we'll start with the pep and see how you get on with everything else. But I want to know this stuff. I know we've only got tonight and tonight's nearly finished and tomorrow, but you better text me and let me know what's going on with this ongoing saga. It's like the Gold Blend couple. Do you remember those?
Yes.
But then again, I hope it's better than the Gold Blend couple because I don't believe they ever got down. Oh, let's talk about this because this was a really interesting story and this is kind of uplifting but weird at the same time, and that's what the late night alternative is all about.
Yes.
Did you hear about this cop who was praised for breastfeeding someone else's baby?
No.
It's an amazing story, right? Because immediately when you hear that, you go, oh, God, why? Ooh.
I mean, I've heard about to serve and protect.
There's a picture.
The police slogan, but my goodness, there she is.
There she is, and what a beautiful baby, but not hers, right?
Wow.
So here's the story, and this is incredible. A police officer who breastfed a neglected, smelly and dirty baby in a hospital has been praised for her act of kindness.
Did we have to know it was smelly and dirty? All babies are smelly and dirty, frankly.
They are. Celeste Ayala from Berisso in Argentina was working on guard duty at the Sor Maria Ludovica Children's Hospital in Buenos Aires when the baby was brought in crying inconsolably, suffering from malnutrition.
Aww.
Hearing the child's desperate cries of hunger, her maternal instinct kicked in. She asked staff if she could hold and feed him as it was clear they were overloaded with work.
Wait, so she had milk to spare because...
Because she's nursing herself.
Okay. She didn't just spontaneously start lactating like it just no, like a fountain.
But that happens,
because that happened to me or you. I mean, that would be weird.
That would be weird.
A cry of a baby and then gush.
But I do remember when I first, when I first went back to work. If you heard someone, oh god, some, yeah,
really,
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
would just start leaking.
Yes,
like oh, I need to feed the world.
It's incredible, right?
How amazing! I don't know about this.
Breastfed for a little while with my kids, but mostly because I had loads of milk, but it seemed to be like skimmed or something. They just never put any weight on it. It became so stressful. Oh god. Aww. I got put in all kinds of bad mothers clubs at the clinic and all kinds of things.
Gosh.
And they couldn't see anything wrong with what I was doing, so I put it down to I don't think my milk was good. Aww. But there was loads of it, and it is uncontrollable. I mean,
well,
god,
just...
the amount of times I answered the door and I had a boob hanging out without realizing, because they become like a law unto themselves. Or they would, you know, all of a sudden I would just feel the top, my top soaking. And it'd be one or both because of a I'd heard a baby crying. Or here's the weirdest thing that happens. Sometimes you start just before the baby wakes up.
Oh.
Like there's some kind of weird...
You're being controlled by this... You're a slave to this infant.
Oh, God. I mean, that's the truth. That is the truth. But anyway.
Parasites.
But they're adorable.
Whatever.
Speaking to local media, Celeste said, "I noticed that he was hungry as he was putting his hand into his mouth. So I asked to hug him and breastfeed him. It was a sad moment. It broke my soul seeing him like this.
Aww.
Society should be sensitive to the issues affecting children. It can't keep happening." She said she didn't think twice about helping the poor baby. A colleague of the police officer praised her for her actions on social media. According to Marcos Heredia, hospital staff said the baby was dirty, but that didn't deter Celeste. He took a touching photo of her breastfeeding the starving baby and shared it online. He said, "I want to make this public. I want to make public this great gesture of love you made today for this little baby who you didn't know, but for who you did not hesitate to act like a mother. You didn't care if he was dirty," which is what the hospital staff called him. Oh, good job, mate. According to local media, the malnourished baby is the youngest of six from a single mother who's struggling to cope and in a desperate situation.
What, did they just find this baby?
They took them into care.
Oh.
The fire brigade where Ayala volunteers in her spare time paid tribute to the gesture on social media, saying, "We want to congratulate the voluntary firefighting..." God, she fights fire. She's a copper as well. "We want to congratulate the voluntary firefighting cadet Celeste Ayala, who yesterday in her job as police officer while she was on guard duty at the hospital breastfed a young child who arrived crying. Actions like these fill us with pride and obligate us to redouble the effort, the work with the solidarity of our community."
Well,
apparently she's been given a promotion as well.
Well, she should. That reminds me of the story about Salma Hayek. Do you remember that? Many
no.
years ago, so 2009, she did a Goodwill trip to Sierra Leone, and she breastfed another woman's newborn son, actually on camera, because apparently the actress was told by doctors there that many mothers stop breastfeeding their infants within the first few months after birth because of pressure from their husbands.
Yeah.
And also Sierra Leone has the highest infant mortality rate in the world, in part fueled by malnutrition.
My God.
And so Salma Hayek took matters into her own hands and breasts and fed. Here's a little her Madonna and Child type of thing.
I mean, it's a very, I don't know how I would feel about someone else breastfeeding my kids, but I guess we're talking about desperate situations here. I mean, it wasn't that unusual not so long ago for people to be brought in to do
wet
the mother
nurses.
Couldn't.
Yeah, that was always a thing, especially in the olden days of, you know, the rich Victorian ladies who would have the working class servants coming in and doing all the hands-on mothering.
Yeah. But still, I mean, God, what a thing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.